stakeholders in Malacha District are concerned over the poor completion rate of primary cycle. The leaders during the Education Excellence Award on Saturday kept lamenting after realizing that only 10.5% of the learners who enrolled for primary 1 in 2019 managed to sit for primary leaving examinations in 2025. The annual Education Excellence Award, initiated in 2012 by the outgoing MP for Maracha constituency, Dennis Leo Guzu, has now been taken over by the incoming MP for Maracha East constituency, Dr. Tomaliti Chandia, with support from Maracha District Primary Schools Head Teachers Association, the woman MP Maracha Jennifer Duaru, among others. 47 candidates who scored Division 1 in the district in the 2025 PLE received mattresses, scholastic materials and cash, while the best performing subject teachers were also awarded cash prizes, and the top two schools also received cash prizes, scholastic materials and sports materials, among others. The results, however, recorded a slight improvement compared to 2024, where only 39 candidates obtained Division 1 in the district. Stella Abidabo decried the overwhelming number of dropouts. Meanwhile, Chairperson Maracha District Secondary Schools Association, Romano Oka, asked the District Education Officer to organize the performance review meeting for all the stakeholders.
We are going to the drawing board. I want to pledge and the committee here that next year, the results of this year will be different. After this ceremony, with due respect to DO, we need to have a performance review meeting for our school leaders. In this performance review meeting, we shall get the success stories.
Diki Alema, the Secretary for Social Services, Maracha District, urges the education stakeholders to go back to the drawing board despite the improvement in performance. Meanwhile, the District Education Officer Maracha, Michael Asiki, who has been in the office for the past 1 year, has concurred with the demand to have performance review meeting.
Having performance review is important for a district to move forward, but my opinion, the Head Teachers Association, I want us to move together. Equally, we shall have meetings up to zonal level with our teachers to find out what exactly is the problem, because we alone in our district cannot produce the results that we deserve.
Dr. Tomaliti Chandia, the Member of Parliament for Maracha East constituency, who made the Excellence Awards possible this year, pledges to continue with the support.
We shall have a stakeholders meeting with the UDO, the Teachers Association, so that we discuss more things. I want all the head teachers and some other teachers, we sit down and agree on the way forward. Parents, we will have to encourage them. Teachers' welfare, I've told you about accommodation. If a school can raise a wall, I think it is possible to mobilize 30, 40 iron seats for a teacher's accommodation. Then school infrastructure, I want statistics. In Parliament, people lobby based on statistics.
Meanwhile, Dr. Annette Onzia Aketoko, a senior medical officer working with the Infectious Disease Institute, Mulago National Referral Hospital, who hails from Maracha District, is concerned that her recent research outcome has indicated that 90% of house helps and maids in Kampala metropolitan area come from West Nile sub-region, with significant number originating from Maracha District.
By the grace of God, I also sit on the National Adolescent HIV Committee. So people have been talking about Maracha District. We are observing a trend, honestly. Maracha is the number one exporter of young girls to work as maids, to work as domestic workers in Kampala, Wakiso, the Kampala metropolitan area. So we recently did a study that looks at these girls. When we send them to, you know, to work as maids, what is happening to them? We realize that the amount of HIV these girls are getting is much more than what is actually happening. The national, you know, statistics. So we have a meeting on Wednesday, the National HIV Commemorating Meeting, and I'm going to present this data. I did this study personally, and it saddens me so much that when you look at all these girls that have new HIV infections, about 90% come from West Nile. The majority come from Maracha. Where are the 20,000 girls who did not see? They are working as maids, they are working as carers.
Meanwhile, Jonathan Feta, 15 years old, who scored aggregate 10 from Midia Primary School, commended the brains behind the initiative while revealing his secret for success.
There are three personnels in impressing the child to pass the examination. One is I myself. If I think that education is key to everything, I will pass. The second one is the head teacher of the school. If the head teacher of the school is there strong enough, there will be a great success in the school. The third personnel is the parent. If the parent gives the pupil enough support, the child will always achieve. Last year, I was in Midia Primary School. I really see that all the three personnel worked hard. Their parents, let's support our children so that they can do the best than what I did.